From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. As the fight over Idaho's abortion ban continues in and outside of the courts, a small group of people became concerned that the use of contraceptives may have gotten pulled into the political fight as well. They believe contraceptives are essential to reducing unplanned pregnancies, and they wanted to find a way to expand access to birth control, as well as educate Idahoans on why they're important. So they formed the nonprofit Idaho Contraceptive Education Network. And joining us now are board members, Kelly Packer, who is a former state representative, and Lori Likely, former state representative, as well as a rancher. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to have this conversation.
I'm so happy to have both of you on. And Kelly, let me start with you. Why and how was the Idaho Contraceptive Education Network created?
Well, we have seen, especially over the past year, a lack of understanding about contraceptives and their functionality. And we recognized the need to educate people about how birth control really works and why it's so important. And that's what inspired the creation of the Idaho Contraceptive Education Network. We want it to be an avenue to encourage and have these conversations so that people can be informed.
And Lori, why did you decide to say, I'm going to get involved with this and be on the board?
Well, during my time in the Idaho legislature, you know, I was a big champion for contraceptives and, you know, protecting and increasing access. And I think this is an issue that, you know, each of us as board members are very passionate about. And while Idaho's laws really are pretty good at protecting access to contraceptives, we're really motivated to ensure that those protections remain in place. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, let's expand them and make access to contraceptives even easier and hopefully more affordable to our general public.
So Kelly, to be very clear, at this point, contraceptives are legal in the state of Idaho, correct?
Yes, they are. However, last year in the session, House Bill 374 came forward, and there was some confusion initially around this conversation, and it needed to be ended up having to be amended so that contraceptives were still protected as the way they have been in the past.
And is there a concern that not just maybe misinformation on contraceptives, but when we are seeing more strict laws around, bodily autonomy, could this be a legitimate concern that maybe contraceptives or the use of them might be at some point not accessible, Lori?
I certainly don't think that we will be looking at access issues in the state of Idaho. Mm-hmm. I think what we do need to look at is making them more readily available and delineating what contraceptives really are. I believe, mm-hmm. you know, we formed this group so that we could have an avenue and a resource for, perhaps elected officials, perhaps family members to really better understand what contraceptives are, how they're accessible, and really letting our families make the decision, you know, for their futures, what works for them, and how do we make that plan ourselves?
One other thing that I think is important to understand and remember, this is Kelly, by the way, is that there's even a lack sometimes of education on how the contraceptives can be used to help other health issues for women. I know that my two daughters, for example, had very painful menstrual cycles, and I did not know that we could have used contraceptives to help relieve that pain. I mean, debilitating pain that kept them in bed at times. They couldn't get to school. They couldn't get to work. They couldn't take care of other responsibilities. And that's critical. And there's so many other health issues that contraceptives can help with. So I think it's also, to Lori's point, critical that we help Idahoans understand and have better access to it. But they also need to understand the many uses for it.
I really want to dive into that a little bit more if we could. Because I think that we sometimes see this this issue of a lack of understanding around contraceptives, partly because the majority of contraceptives are available for women's use. So therefore, sometimes there is a lack of education on the part of men and understanding what contraception can be used for. And so, Kelly, can we maybe look a little bit more and talk a little bit more As Kelly mentioned, the medical uses of contraceptives. I mean, yes, Kelly said, you know, very severe menstrual pain, but I mean, we're talking ovarian cysts, acne. There are several medical conditions where contraceptives are actually used to treat these medical conditions, yet so many people do not understand that.
You're so right, Gemma, because as you mentioned the polycystic ovarian syndrome and acne. There's anemia, there's endometriosis. It even helps in some fertility treatments, right? The opposite of what people think contraceptives should be used for. So while yes, most of the population knows that those are there to help prevent unplanned pregnancies, even to space out your family in a way that is thoughtful and intentional for your family's needs, financial resources, and so forth. There's a lot of different reasons. And that's why ICEN is so important. And I'm so thrilled to be taking this journey with Laurie and Tara, because we are focusing on putting together that information on our website, idahocen.com, where people can go and see what are the various types, what can they be used for to help women with their health. And that's probably one of the most exciting things right now that we're focusing on, is creating those additional resources for people to be able to access.
Mm-hmm. And Laurie, you have said in the past that, quote, there's nothing more pro-life than giving our families access to contraceptives, unquote. Don't many women use contraceptives, as Kelly just said, so they can, you know, plan and manage the timing of their pregnancies? I mean, having children is a lifelong, lifetime commitment. And I know, even from my personal experience, I was not mentally ready to have another child when my oldest was just a baby or a toddler. It was critically important for my mental health to space my children out.
Yes, I know. You know, when I was in the Idaho legislature, we looked at legislation, giving folks the ability to access, a 6 month contraceptive prescription. You know, it went down because it was being tied to other policy issues. Mm. And I think because we've had these experiences, now we're able to have the conversation to really kind of focus on allowing our families, much like you, to prepare and to be ready. You know, they really do encourage a sense of personal responsibility, you know, by allowing individuals, men and women, to actively engage in family planning, and making informed decisions about their reproductive health. You know, we'll never be medical professionals. I've certainly chosen, but what I am is a mom, and now I'm a grandma. And mm-hmm. I really want our families and our future families to be able to make those decisions that work best for them.
So I want to talk a little bit about the network itself, because you formed this network to really protect the rights of Idahoans to access birth control. So Kelly, how are some of the ways that your network is working specifically to do that?
Well, thankfully to people like you and other interested media partners that are helping us get the word out, we are raising the awareness first and foremost, right? That contraceptives are important just by talking about it with our friends and neighbors and on these types of shows. But as I mentioned earlier, we're also creating additional resources and information, frequently asked questions. For example, most people think that there are some contraceptives that terminate life, and they don't. All contraceptives help us to plan and be thoughtful and intentional with our health needs in a variety of ways. And not even the morning after pill terminates life. It just simply does not let the process happen. And so they're all very helpful in making sure that the woman has the last say in how to handle her own personal health and the future health of her children that she's hoping to bring in to her life someday. So building those resources, having those conversations, spotlighting this important issue, and encouraging women and men alike, and even younger our younger generation to understand their options, and then to Laurie's point, to be able to have access to those. Now, whether those goals will grow and blossom, there's that potential. We just barely launched a couple of weeks ago, and so it's very new, and we're still having those conversations of where we can make the biggest difference. And first and foremost, we felt that was making sure that the word is out there and that we're ready to have conversations with our policymakers come January on facts and what is and isn't accurate, and also why it's critically important for them to do the right thing when they talk about this particular issue.
You know, Kelly, I think you bring up such a good point, though, with misperceptions about contraceptives. Even when you mentioned the morning after pill, right? That does not it doesn't allow the process to start, and what contraceptives really do, right? They don't end pregnancies. How important is it to you that that message is very clear, in particular, when you go start talking with decision makers in our state?
We have seen it already. Both she and I, as having worked in the Idaho House already, have had these conversations over several years, with last year being really spotlighted around this issue because of, you know, recent actions taken by the Supreme Court. And we have seen, at least, I know we've both seen, a misunderstanding, a misconception about at least certain contraceptives. Our male counterparts may understand it, what their wife used, right? But that's probably about where it ended, if their wife used any. And that's typically where it ended. Oftentimes they didn't know even maybe what their girls used for some of these other things that we talked about, endometriosis and so forth, or that they could even be used for those things. And almost all of them, at least in the male counterpart situation, thought that the morning after pill terminated pregnancy. And so that's why we're excited about getting out in front of any conversations that may be happening moving forward, so that we can help educate and help them make better informed decisions. Because at least my experience with most of my colleagues in the legislature are that they're there to do the right thing. They want to do what's right for Idahoans and provide good policy. And they can only do that if they have good information. I used to say that quite often at town hall meetings. We're only as good as the information we receive, right? So we're striving to make sure that this particular issue gets the attention in the right way that it should.
And adding on to that, I think this goes back to this idea of dialogue, right? And having these conversations. And Laurie, maybe you could answer this or talk a little bit more about this. You know, Kelly brought up the fact about, you know, men maybe not having an understanding. And in a lot of ways, that may not be, you know, their fault, in the sense that I think things like periods, menstruation, contraception, anything to do with, like, you know, female anatomy, we have all felt within our culture, I think, a sense of not feeling comfortable talking about that. And so if you don't talk about these things, then a great part of our population will not be educated as to how things like menstruation work, right? So with that said, how critically is it to just start having conversations and not be embarrassed about how our bodies work?
Gemma, this is something I have worked on for a long time, and really believe that we've got to create a safe environment to have these broad conversations about what contraceptives are. And I think, you know, women's health and other issues, we've gotten so worried about, you know, the dialogue that Kelly talked about and the dialogue that you talked about, because we don't know. And rather than going to some place that may not have accurate information, we're hoping to be that resource that people can come to understand what contraceptives are and what they're not. Contraceptives are never 100%, you know, effective in any case, but we still want these families to be able to make the choices that are best for them. And I think most Idahoans are the ones I talk to, even in the rural communities, they are just craving an environment to have a safe conversation around contraceptives and women's health. Because over the last couple of years, it's been really politicized, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all just wanting to have that safe, healthy conversation about what contraceptives are. And the Idaho Contraceptive Education Network is just going to do that. And we're going to be the conduits to allow, you know, your listeners and our folks across the state of Idaho who want to have those same conversations.
And with that said, I know you're brand new. But you do already have a website up and running with lots of information on it. Lori, can you talk to us a little bit more about that and why it was so important to make sure, you know, you had accurate information on this website?
Again, I think it's important to point out that none of us are medical professionals,
right.
But we've also relied very heavily on them to give us the right information we need to put on our website. The three of us, Kelly, Tara, and I, are really excited to be working in this arena, and it's IdahoCEN.com. And again, it's a chance for you to join in. You know, there's a link there to join in the conversation and participate with all of us. I really look for us to be hosting, you know, over the next few months, maybe some town halls where we bring in a medical professional to be able to dialogue about what is and what isn't contraception and really kind of being able to firm it up. And again, by us leading and showing folks that it's okay to have some of those conversations, I think we'll get more people to participate. And with that, we'll get a better understanding of what contraceptives are and, you know, preventing unwanted pregnancies.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for your time and for putting this organization together. These are conversations that we all need to be having without embarrassment or shame. So I thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Jen. We really appreciate this opportunity.
We've been talking with former state representatives Kelly Packer and Lori Likely with the new nonprofit group, the Idaho Contraceptive Education Network. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.